You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. Coming up, we get a look at Boeing's Christmas wish list. But first, David Montgomery. He's a MacArthur Award-winning scientist. Ellen Forney uses comics to talk about modern life. Her work earned her a Stranger Genius Award. They come from very different worlds, but David Montgomery and Ellen Forney got together 3 months ago to be the scholar and artist in residence at Seattle's Town Hall. They wanted to find the parallels between each other's work in art and science. To do that, they attended Town Hall lectures, they held lectures of their own, and they talked with community members. Through those experiences, Forney and Montgomery realized storytelling is a really important part of how they communicate.
We were comparing notes and brainstorming, and it was really exciting, and we had these long planning sessions where we were figuring out how we take information and synthesize it, and how we take visuals and add words and vice versa, and just found lots of really dynamic similarities.
I'm curious because, Ellen, you work mostly in visuals with words, and David, you have words that often accompany visuals. I'm not sure, and I also know that you're a musician, but that's another thing. Do you both enter the storytelling process at the same point? Is there a kernel that's the same for you?
Well, I think part of the sameness is the process of trying to sort of take the ideas, because I think our ideas come from a wide range of areas, and I think both of us have sort of multiple muses in terms of where we get them. But that we realized in the process of talking through with each other how we go about sort of turning our ideas into stories to communicate to other people is that a lot of the parallels were in the processes, how we try and decide which bits would actually make, say, a good paper or a good cartoon, what would make a good book for either of us, and how we synthesize and integrate those pieces. When I'm writing scientific papers, for example, one of the first things I do is think about what are the figures? How would I illustrate this? And that helps me sort of shape the story. And it turns out that, you know, that has obvious parallels to what Ellen does.
So, Ellen, are you starting with an idea and then translating that into something visual and not starting with a visual?
Comics are kind of complicated that way, the way the process comes together. I would say, getting back to the evening's presentation, one where David and I started out was, you know, like, how are science and art the same and different?
Right.
And I said, well, you know, I think of my work more as storytelling than art. And the idea of visuals and words being complementary or opposed in some way is kind of a false distinction to me, because the visuals in comics really are a part of the storytelling. I mean, in icons, for example, like a word balloon or like a panel border. I mean, we get very specific information from them.
I'm thinking about, David, you mentioned scientific papers, but you also write books that are aimed not necessarily at your peers, but beyond your peers. And that got me to thinking about the other thing that you two share, which is that you, which is the name of this particular presentation, spinning true stories. You're both telling us stories about real things. They're not necessarily fiction.
I guess that is something that I would note, that while there are a gazillion different kinds of comics, the kind of comics that I spin are nonfiction.
Right. So that's something that you share. Is there a particular, I don't know if each of you has dabbled in fiction at all, but is there something particular to telling us a true story that requires one more thing in the storyteller's kit, if you will?
Well, you know, I've been learning how to spin true stories through writing three books now and as I go. And I kind of wish someone had given me advice when I was starting about sort of how to think about these elements and pull them together and frame it. But, you know, I was trained as a scientist to make things very complicated. I was trained to sort of, you know, understate everything as opposed to trying to make it sort of simple and clear and convey it to the non-technical specialist. So I've been trying to learn those very things. And I think a lot of that kind of That process is very similar to what Ellen goes through for trying to sort of think about how to bring a comic together. And frankly, I think that scientists have an awful lot to learn from people like Ellen in terms of how to actually spin true stories with the idea that you're not sort of like twisting a story, but you're trying to how can you sort of bait the hook and make it interesting and get it into people's brains in a way that preserves the integrity of the story and its truth, but actually makes it interesting, engaging, and accessible?
How do you shape it, and what elements do you choose? I would say that for me, a lot of times, I'm starting with a lot of material, and I'm editing it down to the elements that make sense for the story and shape the story in a way that is approachable and appealing and communicates to other people. So that was one place that we kind of compared and contrasted about how for you, a lot of it was taking something that was specific and making it generally more complicated, right? Generally. And in a way, you could say that mine is the other direction.
And I've been slowly learning sort of how to go in that other direction. In my last book, The Rocks Don't Lie, I left a couple hundred pages on the floor that never made it into the book because my editor basically told me the lesson that Ellen is just sharing in terms of how to streamline and craft a better story that preserves the integrity of it but leaves a lot of it out that can be connected sort of in the background between the panels, say.
So this is David Montgomery and Ellen Forney. This is the culmination of this fall's residency that you're going to present to people who come to Town Hall. What will you take back to your regular lives from the time that you spent as artists in residence?
Well, I got this fall, just from going to a lot of events at Town Hall, I actually got to see some of my heroes or people like Vandana Shiva come and give just inspiring presentations. So, you know, there's the sort of the incremental change that going and seeing people like that does, or Lester Brown, sort of a hero of the environmental movement. But probably the biggest lasting thing is actually getting to know Ellen and thinking in this slightly different way about what are the relationships between art and science. I think more people need to think across those boundaries, collaborate across those boundaries. I don't know. Maybe we can convince each other to work on further things together.
Yeah, maybe. One of the things that has fascinated me recently this fall has been the idea of a space in between. So as a stranger genius and going to presentations by the Stranger Genius nominees, Evan Kong brought up the concept of the kind of the space in between when the music ends and the applause begins. And that very rich silence fascinated me. Very shortly after, between the ohms and the namastes in my yoga class, there was that moment. And so in comics, there's this concept of closure. So between the panels, how we knit them together, and between the words and the pictures, how do we knit those together? And so that was kind of something that I had in the back of my head all fall. And so to be able to see these very intelligent, creative people talk about their interesting, creative work, and to also have that filter has been a really nourishing and rich experience.
Ellen Forney is a cartoonist and author of the best-selling Marbles, Mania, Depression, Michelangelo, and Me. David Montgomery is a MacArthur Award-winning professor at the University of Washington's Department of Earth and Space Sciences. Together, they were the artist and scholar in residence at Seattle Town Hall. You can hear them talk about spinning true stories tonight at 7:30. Tickets are available through Seattle Town Hall's website. From KUOW, with David Hyde, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.